Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Tata Capital is lining up one of India's biggest IPO this year. The Tata Group company is targeting a post-money valuation of about $16.5 billion through its planned $1.85 billion stock sale set for early October, reports Ashwin Mohan. The anchor book is likely to open on October 3rd, with public subscription slated for October 6th to 8th. LIC is expected to invest significantly in the anchor tranche, underscoring the issue's prominence as what could be India's fourth largest IPO of 2025. Navaratri started on a high note for India's automakers, with record single-day sales bringing cheer, reports Varun Singh. Maruti Suzuki, Hyundai and Tata Motors clocked record sales on September 22nd, with Maruti delivering nearly 30,000 cars and seeing 80,000 inquiries. Hyundai registered 11,000 dealer billings, best single day in 5 years, and Tata recorded 10,000 car deliveries. While consumers queued up at showrooms, brands lined up influencers, writes Mariam Faruqui, as GST cuts fattened marketing budgets just in time for festive campaigns. For home buyers, Ashish Mishra reports that GST rate cuts have raised hopes of cheaper houses, although experts warn that it may take months before prices actually drop. Fund manager Samir Arora tells N. Mahalakshmi that India's IT sector risks run deeper than just visa fees. People are asking the wrong question by focusing only on the math, said the founder of Helios Capital Management. The latest escalation in H-1B visa costs compounds woes for Indian IT companies, which are already grappling with growth languishing at 2 to 4%, the US turning adversarial and generative AI posing a structural threat, he said. Read the full interview on our website. H-1B visa holders, however, aren't the only ones feeling the squeeze. H-4 dependent visas issuances have also plunged 34%, and F-1 student visas dropped 35% for India over the past 3 years, contrasting with gains for China, Vietnam, and Nepal, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. The declines span key categories such as H-4, spouses and children of H-1B holders, F-1, students, L-1, intra-company transfers, and L-2, dependents of L-1 workers, hitting Indian families and professionals hard. There is, however, a silver lining for some foreign investors. Mauritius-based FPIS got a big tax win, reports Pavan Barugula, as a Delhi appeals court ruled units of mutual funds are not shares, making them eligible for tax exemption under the India-Mauritius Double Tax Avoidance Agreement. This verdict's expected to benefit Singapore-based FPIS as well, with similarly worded treaties covering marquee investors such as BlackRock, Templeton, and Invesco. The Indian currency weakened further. Manish M. Suvarna writes, the rupee tumbled to a record low of 88.76 against the dollar as FPIs dumped Indian assets on the back of Trump's tariffs and fresh H-1B costs. It has also sparked worries over lower remittances from the US. Turning to India Inc., Sudipta Roy of L&T Finance told Hamsini Kothik that the non-bank lender has recast itself into a tech-driven, bank-like organization. He said L&T Finance is confident that disbursements will pick up after the GST cuts and the above-normal monsoon, driving loan growth for the full year. Meanwhile, Ishan Gera reports that the government is preparing its first dedicated MSME survey in 2026 to plug data gaps and better shape policy for a sector that contributes nearly 30% of GDP. This exercise aims to complement efforts such as building an MSME-specific index of industrial production amid pushes for local manufacturing, exports, and digitization. Quick commerce firms are fighting their own battles, report Aryaman Gupta and Shiladitya Pandit. They are struggling to secure dark store locations in cities such as Delhi, NCR, Mumbai, Bengaluru, amid soaring rents, with most prime catchments already taken. Alongside the real estate squeeze, platforms are also grappling with staffing shortages at dark stores, with vacancy levels reaching 30% in key markets. Manas Chakravarti argues none of Trump's recent moves should surprise India. its recent moves, including H-1B visa restrictions and tariff hikes, weren't sudden policy shifts, but predictable outcomes outlined in the Heritage Foundation's Project 25 blueprint. Project 25 explicitly calls for converting the H-1B program into an elite mechanism with highest wages to prevent depression of American labor markets. And finally, on a lighter note, check out our MC Insider edition to catch up with the latest chatter in corporate corridors. This edition includes a founder's well-aimed shade, the story behind a block deal, and how the IPO rush moves beyond the metros. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.